This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said he is aiming to begin a dialogue with the country's political opposition next month in Mexico. He said he hoped the United States would embrace the dialogue, which will be facilitated by Norway. In May, Venezuela's political opposition indicated its willingness to return to negotiations to resolve the political crisis in OPEC member Venezuela. Maduro has overseen an economic collapse in the once prosperous country since he took office in 2013. He stands accused by the United States and the European Union of corruption, human rights violations, and rigging his 2018 re-election. Maduro denies the accusations. Venezuela's opposition, led by Juan Guaido, has accused Maduro of using previous rounds to buy time in the face of diplomatic and sanctions pressure by the United States and others. Guaido is recognized by Washington and several other Western democracies as the country's rightful leader. Opposition groups have said they are willing to negotiate the conditions for presidential and parliamentary elections with Maduro's government. Maduro, in turn, has said he wants the negotiations to focus on lifting U.S. sanctions targeting the financial and oil sectors. He added that the negotiations would include all the oppositions. That's a reference to opposition politicians who broke with Guaido's call to boycott the 2020 parliamentary elections, which were won by Maduro's party. Robert Parris Moses has died at age 86. He was a civil rights activist who endured beatings in jail while leading black voter registration drives during the 1960s in the American South. An official who worked for Moses' algebra project said the family confirmed that Moses died Sunday morning in Hollywood, Florida.